Hello and welcome to Trashy Divorces, everybody's favorite good podcast about bad relationships. My name's Alicia and we are so thrilled you're joining us for another trip down to Gen X nostalgia land. Stacy, who are you bringing us today?
Hey, Trash Pandas, if you were lucky enough to live through the 80s and 90s, then child star and teen heartthrob Joey Lawrence will be a familiar figure to you. Lucky for us, he has also traversed the halls of divorce court a couple of times. And I don't know, by the end of this, you might agree that he could have benefited from some alone time along the way. Hard to say. Before we roll into it, though, Alicia, is that a magic mirror I spy?
It is. We have some huge thanks and praises to give out to a few folks today. First up, for the awesome, kind reviews, thank you, JHN and Nurse Natasha. Y'all are awesome. It's always so nice hearing wonderful things from y'all who like to listen because we really like doing this thing for you.
We do indeed.
Additionally, we have a bunch of fine folks in our magic mirror this week. Thank you all of you for joining us over at patreon.com/trashydivorces, getting early ad-free episodes, bonuses, spiderwebs, all the good stuff. Stacy, start us out.
Sure. Thank you so much, Corey C., Erica R., Amy T., Kelly A., Natalie B., Carol W., Water Lily, and Elise R.
Holy cats, y'all are the best, and a huge thank you to our newest super supporter, Carrie A. Big shout out to all of our latest supporters. Big shout out to our sustaining supporters. Y'all are the real magic behind the show, and we cannot thank you enough.
Alicia, if we are going to get ourselves back to the heyday of Joey Lawrence, what do we need to do?
I think we need to whoa, 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 or go, go, go. Oh, Joey Lawrence. I'm surprised to realize he's as old as we are. It's a little unusual.
He's as old as we are, yeah. If you grew up in the 80s and 90s, Joey Lawrence is a name and face that you were used to seeing kind of everywhere. He was one of the quintessential child stars of that time, with most of America watching him as the adorable foster son on Gimme a Break. He was a staple on network television from the very early 80s and transitioned into teen heartthrob when he starred in the hit show Blossom from 1990 to 1995 as Joey Russo. Of course, he had the catchphrase, whoa, that he may be most known for.
Maybe that's what he needed to tell himself after all of his divorces.
Hey, hey.
Whoa.
That's very possible. He then starred in a show with his real-life brothers called Brotherly Love from 1995
about that.
To 1997. And he had three hit singles released during that time as well, because this guy, they tried to David Cassidy. I mean, no joke, no doubt about that. TD alum there. In the 1990s, Joey Lawrence was on the cover of every tween and teen magazine in the known universe. He continued to make guest appearances and had some recurring roles throughout the 90s and 2000s, along with quite a bit of voice acting. Then he came back as a sitcom star with his lead role in Melissa and Joey from 2010 to 2015 alongside Melissa Joan Hart, another standby from that era. In 2013, he surprised many and delighted some of his fans by joining the legendary Chippendales dancers in Las Vegas for a 3-week special limited engagement.
Wow.
Give the people what they want. For the last 2 decades, he's been a favorite in the romantic made-for-TV movie genre, especially the Christmas theme variety, think Hallmark and Lifetime, which he continues to this day.
Hey, that's good money, bankable
work. Sure.
Easy. Good set, good snack trays.
Give the people what they want.
Yeah.
We also see Joey Lawrence appearing on competition shows like Dancing with the Stars, Celebrity Big Brother, and The Masked Singer. He continues to release music and now has a successful podcast with his brothers that they started in February of 2023.
Fantastic.
Joey Lawrence has managed to avoid many of the pitfalls of childhood stardom. He was raised in a protective and traditional family, and he was kept away from the young Hollywood scene that pulled so many into drugs and excessive drinking, that, you know, a lot of his counterparts fell into. But his life has not been perfect. He is now on marriage number 3, which means that he has had 2 trashy divorces, and he also went through a pretty public bankruptcy mid-decade last time. He's the proud father of 3 daughters, 2 that he shares with his second wife, and a new one born in 2023 with his third wife. While we hope that the third time will be the charm for Joey Lawrence, again, little downtime between might have been a good idea.
We always hope whatever number you're on around here is the last charm, unless it's the worst one for you, and then we hope the next one is the one where you're really going to shine.
Yeah. So Joseph Lawrence Mignogna Jr. was born on April 20th, 1976 in Philadelphia, PA.
Ooh, I wonder what his natal chart says. Mm. He's right on the cusp. I wonder if he is a Aries or a Taurus.
I do not have interesting that information. His parents were Joseph Sr. and Donna, and he would have 2 younger brothers, Matthew and Andrew, who would also end up going into show business. Joey's talent and precociousness was evident from a very young age. He was an excellent tap dancer, like baby tap dancer, as well as having a charismatic personality that loved the spotlight. He was first cast in commercials when he was just 3, and soon became a favorite for brands like Cracker Jack, Chips Ahoy, Zest, and Rice Krispies. But he had his big breakout performance when he wowed audiences on The Johnny Carson Show. He was asked to audition to be on Carson in 1982, so he was 6, give or take, 5,
wow.
6, yeah. At the audition, he was planning to tap dance, but there was no floor that was appropriate for, you know, the tap shoes. Johnny thought that he was so cute that he cleared off his desk and let a very small and very adorable Joey Lawrence tap dance on his desk.
Aww.
Needless to say, Joey nailed this audition and was booked on the show. When he appeared for the first time on March 31st, 1982, yeah, so he was still 5. He was an instant hit. He was wearing a little tuxedo. What he remembers most about those first few times talking to Johnny Carson was that Carson looked just like his grandfather, so Joey was extremely comfortable. Like, the whole thing just felt completely right.
It's a real way to break out.
Yeah.
Also, Joey Lawrence, Taurus.
Taurus.
Sun sign, Aries rising.
Okay.
His chart's actually kind of fascinating, but I'm going to put that away now and continue listening.
So Johnny Carson, you know, they're on the show, asked him if, again, 5-year-old kid, had he ever seen The Tonight Show with Johnny Carson before? And Joey Lawrence answered, well, once, when I was up once vomiting.
Oh.
Obviously, Carson and the world thought this was absolutely hilarious. And it only made the appearance more memorable when little 5-year-old Joey performed Give My Regards to Broadway and tap danced. This time, they had brought out a proper hardwood floor for him to perform, do his little thing.
Oh, and he just charmed, I bet.
Oh, yeah. I think he hammed it up. It didn't take long before Joey Lawrence was being cast as a guest on popular sitcoms of the day. Do you remember Different Strokes?
Gotta love it.
Silver Spoons?
But
his big acting break came when he was cast as Joey Donovan in Gimme a Break in 1983.
Nell Carter.
Nell Carter. He would stay a main cast member of that show until it ended in 1987. Gimme a Break, as you say, it began in 81 and it starred Nell Carter. Carter came in to help her late friend's husband, now a widowed police chief, run his home and raise their 3 daughters. Joey joined in the 3rd season as a foster son, because clearly you just need to take on more in that plot line.
Well, Natch, come on. It was the 80s. It was a time for giving.
Yeah, that's what it was. It was a time for a bunch of things. Sit tight. So sadly, Gimme a Break ended in 1987, due in large part to the struggles that Nell Carter, who played Nell Harper on the show, note also that Joey Lawrence's character was named Joey.
Creative.
A lot of easy. Wasn't Tony Danza played
Tony
in a bunch of things?
Yeah, okay. No. I mean, you know,
the
sometimes
80s.
The writer's rooms
you
in
will
the
have
80s.
The easiest time remembering your name. Okay. Anyway, due in large part to the struggles that Nell Carter was having with cocaine, which she would later talk openly about, the network became very concerned about the issue, and it was causing problems for her health and the stability of the show. At the height of her addiction, Carter admits to spending more than $2,000 a day on drugs.
Wow.
She had several attempts at rehab before finally getting and remaining clean, and she later said of that time, "Thank God I got help. God and Liza Minnelli."
God and Liza Minnelli is right.
God and Liza Minnelli.
Another TD alum, one of my favorites.
Yeah. Joey Lawrence's first marriage seems like it was kind of your run-of-the-mill starter marriage. He had dated a woman named Michelle Vella in his teenage years, and during their relationship, they were photographed together often on red carpets and at other events. They married in 2002. There's not a lot known about this relationship, and it wasn't a big deal when they, I mean, it was for them, obviously, but it didn't, like, make headlines. We were past the heyday of Joey Lawrence at this point. So when they split in 05, they just kind of quietly split in 05. They did not have children together and both seemed to move on more or less amicably. During the marriage, Joey didn't have any big career successes, but he did continue to work. He was in 19 episodes of the TV series American Dreams, 19 episodes of the TV series Run of the House, in addition to television movies and guest appearances, and I don't know what his character names were in any of that.
If I was a betting girl, I wouldn't bet a lot, but I'd bet Joey.
You know what? That's a great spot to pause because his second marriage was much more substantive and long-lasting. So let's take a break here from some sponsors, and we will be back to hear about marriage, fatherhood, and bankruptcy.
See you on the flip.
Sibling fights are unavoidable, but what if every fight you had was under a microscope on a global scale? That's the reality for brothers Prince William and Prince Harry. They were each other's closest friends and allies since the death of their mother. But that all began to crack as they married and took wildly different approaches to their royal duties.
Wondery's podcast, Dis and Tell, is hosted by comedians Sydney Battle and Matt Bellassai. Each episode unpacks one of pop culture's most iconic celebrity feuds, and they recently took a deeper look into the real reason William versus Harry started.
It's actually much bigger than these two brothers, stretching back into the history of the British monarchy. Did their feud start with the royal family's mistreatment of Meghan Markle, or was it something that started much earlier?
Follow Dis and Tell on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Ladies and gentlemen.
What are you doing?
What do you mean?
Just keep it simple.
I'm making the promo.
Just keep it simple. Just say, hey, we're the Brav Bros, two guys that talk about Bravo.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, we're the Brav Bros.
No.
Oh.
Dude. Stop with the voice. Keep it simple.
I've seen promos on TV, dude. This is how you get the fans engaged. This is how you get listeners. We're trying to get listeners here. If we just say, oh, we're two dudes that talk about Bravo, people are going to get tired of it already. We need some oomph.
All right, then fine. Let's try to do it with your voice.
Bravo Bros.
Good job.
All right, Joey, one and done. Bring us to number two.
Joey and Shandy Yon Nelson had their first date all the way back in 1993 at Disneyland when they were both teenagers.
Aww.
Clearly, you know, that phase of them dating did not work out. But, you know, Joey, of course, would go on to marry someone else, and then they would reunite years later. After his divorce from Michelle, Joey wasted no time marrying Shandy.
Like, how much waste no time?
The divorce was finalized in 2005, and they married in 2005.
Wow. Mm-hmm. That's not a lot of time
wasted. Not a lot of time wasted. Joey told People magazine in 2006 that during their first date back in 1993, he even foreshadowed their future together. Quote, being the cheesy romantic I was, I said, hey, look, there's the Disney wedding chapel. Maybe we'll get married there one day. Long story short, we did.
Did they really? Aw.
Yep.
Well, this is kind of a charming little love story.
Little bit.
Weird, but cute.
Well, yeah, weird
and
cute.
It's like a Hallmark movie.
Well, yes.
Except at Disney. Sorry, I'm meshing universes.
They welcomed their first daughter in 2006 and then another in 2009. He told People that he was very excited to be the father of two daughters and that it gave him, quote, amazing insight into what makes women women. You don't know that much when they're 15 or 20 or 25, but being able to see one grow up from birth is really amazing. Girls are incredibly intuitive and sensitive.
Well, I guess if you've only grown up with boys, you don't know how girls work.
Yeah, two younger brothers.
Huh. Interesting.
The family appeared to be quite happy whenever they were seen in public together, and, you know, there were no public accounts of any problems. Joey's career was also going really well during this time. He starred in the sitcom Melissa and Joey, as well as appearing in a lot of television movies. But in July of 2017, there was an indication of trouble for the couple when they filed for bankruptcy. At the time of the filing, the couple claimed to have $8,000 in their bank account and just $60 in cash on hand. Joey's income from 2015, the last year of Melissa and Joey, was listed at $534,000. But the following year, in 2016, he claimed to only have $58,000 in income, and Shandy was listed as being unemployed. The couple stated that their monthly expenses were $25,505.35, which was leaving them short by, $18,539.35 every month.
Wow.
Your eyelids got very
No, my very brain tall. Has done a lot of math in this, so going back to Nell Carter.
Sure.
Her $2,000 a day, $14K a week, $56,000. She was spending twice as much as Joey Lawrence's monthly expenses on cocaine. There's just been a lot of math. I didn't know I was going to need to do math.
Sorry.
In this episode.
Well, on top of their monthly expenses of, you know, rent, cars, utilities, all that stuff, they had several financial liabilities totaling $355,517.27. I think I said that wrong, but you get the picture.
A lot of money.
A lot of money. These liabilities included credit card bills, car loans, back taxes, unpaid rent, and an unpaid loan. Further complicating their financial situation was their personal property was valued at only $43,907, which included household goods and furniture, holiday decorations, electronics, exercise equipment, some handbags and jewelry.
You wouldn't have bought a house? Like, you wouldn't have that in your...
Sounds like they're renting.
Huh.
They had already started selling some of their more valuable items in consignment shops and on eBay. In April 2018, the bankruptcy was settled. According to Us Weekly, the court documents show that the IRS would receive $31,000 of the $67,000 owed to them. The family, though, had three cars repossessed, including a Bentley and a BMW. Mm. I think that's where the house money went.
Maybe, mm-hmm. maybe.
The documents also state, and this one's going to sting for the rest of his life, I think, that Joey's company, Veritas Inc., was sold at auction for $56,000. The purchase of Veritas entitled the buyer to all of the rights to all of the royalties and residuals for his work prior to the bankruptcy filing.
Wow.
Yeah. So
that's
all,
a bargain.
Yeah. All his childhood
stardom.
In June 2020, Joey took to Instagram for Father's Day to brag about his daughters. He posted a photo of the girls and their dog along with this message, quote, "My reason for life. My greatest blessings, being the father of these two amazing, strong, powerful young ladies, and of course my son pictured there in the middle, LOL, the dog, has brought more joy and happiness into my life than, misspelled, I ever could have imagined. God bless all the fathers out there who enjoy and share the same blessing of being a dad. Our job as fathers is unparalleled and literally the most important and meaningful responsibility we ever could have." And then a bunch of
emojis,
a bunch of hashtags. Yeah.
Perfect.
Father's Day, family, dad, dad life. But the next month in July of 2020, and let it be noted for the record that bankruptcy is one of the most stressful things that a marriage can go through.
Absolutely. It's tough.
In July of 2020, Joey filed for divorce. So just a few weeks after their 15th wedding anniversary, he cited irreconcilable differences as the cause. In August 2020, Shandy responded. She also cited irreconcilable differences and listed August 24th as their date of separation. Joey had just called it TBD on his form. It's, yeah, I mean, you'd negotiate. Anyway, they both agreed to share joint legal and physical custody of their daughters, which...
Oh, that's great.
Obviously would have been the most contentious
sure.
thing had there been conflict about that. Shandy requested that their assets and debts be determined in mediation and that all attorneys' fees and court costs be paid by Joey. Joey requested to terminate the court's ability to award spousal support. This was so they could negotiate these things amongst themselves. which it turns out was not going to be a quick process.
Oh, no. Why?
I think it just took them a long time. Yeah, the divorce would not be finalized until 2022. But in the middle of the legal process, Joey wanted to make it clear that they were co-parenting in a very amicable way. In August 2021, he told Us Weekly, quote, "At the end of the day, you always take the high road. There's no excuse for being anything but kind. Our relationship didn't work out on a personal level, but we still share two amazing people. You've got to put them first and set an example," which is awesome.
I agree with that. Yes.
He added that not getting along with each other would be, quote, "unacceptable and inexcusable while trying to raise their children," and that, quote, "it's not fair to the kids." This is really...
It's very reasonable.
Like, yeah.
Good on you, Joe.
Not really trashy. We forgive you for that because it sounds like your kids are really benefiting from your lack of trashiness.
I mean, sometimes here on Trashy Divorces, they don't have to be like all out trashy bangers. No. Sometimes I like to give people a little bit of a breather as we work through the super, super trashy, which, trust me, is coming. Hmm.
Joey did give a little insight into the reason for the split, or at least tried to quash any negativity about the split when he said, quote, "it's just two people that aren't right for each other. Nothing was done wrong other than just falling out of love with that person. You want them to be happy and you want to be happy." In February of 2022, the divorce between Joey and Shandy was finalized, and the only information released was, you know, a private settlement was reached out of court regarding spousal support, child support, and assets. By the time it was final, Joey was already engaged to wife number three, Samantha Cope. And yes.
So, have some me time, dude.
Whoa. Yeah, hold up there. But he didn't. He did not. Joey fell in love with Samantha Cope during his divorce from Shandy. The two met in October 2020, so like a few months after he'd filed for divorce, on the set of the Lifetime movie. I love this title. I have not seen this movie. The movie is called My Husband's Secret Brother. Thanks for that react.
Starring Jason and Travis Kelce.
Wow. So Joey and Samantha announced their engagement in August of 2021, well before his divorce was final, because this is a man committed to land speed records in matrimony. He confirmed the engagement on Instagram. "Well, guess the cat's out of the bag," he wrote. There's some like laughing face and heart emojis. "We appreciate all the amazing support and kind words everybody has sent our way. We're beyond excited to see what the future holds for us, and to know we will grow old and super wrinkly together is the ultimate blessing."
Okay, so Stacey, I just pulled back up Joey Lawrence's chart. His Venus is sitting in his first house in Aries, which is a double combination of what you see, what you get. This guy can't help it. He likes to flirt. He likes to play with, like, what you see is what you get. I can imagine he wears his heart on his sleeve.
Well, it seems like he's also, you know, some people, we joke that some people are relationship addicts. It seems like he's actually very commitment focused, right? Like, he's not just dating, he's marrying.
Well, and that's the thing. His son is in his second house. There's a lot here that's very centered in on what you see is what you get, focused in on home and family.
Yeah, makes sense. So it's foretold in the stars and the man can't help it. Okay, so later during an appearance on the TV show People, he said, "Life is an amazing journey. I was married a very long time, married young and everything, and then had my kids, which were great and they are amazing. And then life is life and is imperfect."
All right, Joe. Mm-hmm. Sounds right.
For her part, the next month in September of 2021, Samantha posted to Instagram, "Hashtag my husband's secret brother will always hold a special place in my heart. It was the movie that led me to my future hubby. That amazing October morning, driving to work, about to start a new project, having no idea that God had even bigger things in store."
It's a love story, baby. Just say yes.
It's a, boy, my husband's secret brother. Okay, friends, we're going to take one more quick break here. And when we come back, we are going to get these two hitched for better or for worse.
My podcast secret commercial break. Back in a minute.
Lauren, we are sisters.
That's true.
And we host a celebrity-obsessed podcast called Pop Apologists.
We also love Taylor Swift. Chandler, how are you managing to cope while we await Taylor's new album?
Look, I want to be put into a medically induced coma and wake up on April 19th, but I'm not sure my insurance is going to cover it.
Join us on our pop culture podcast, Pop Apologists, where we will be dishing on all things celebrity news and deep diving every word and note of Taylor's new album.
Pop Apologists.
Pop Apologists.
All right. All right, Alicia, we're back.
It's just too much. Okay, tell me about the wedding of my husband's secret brother.
So Joey and Samantha exchanged vows on May 1st, 2022 in an outdoor wedding.
He just got to February.
Yeah.
2022.
He can't. It's in his stars, Alicia.
I just said that, but wow.
Yeah, Landspeed Records.
Good Lord.
This wedding was in Temecula, California. The ceremony was covered exclusively by People. And of course, the couple gushed about how perfect the other one is. Joey saying, "It just feels so right. Life can be challenging at times, but when God gives you the right person, it's worth it. When you meet the right person, if you're lucky enough, it cuts to the chase so quick. I have somebody who is like-minded and has the same love language, and we communicate the same way. That's super important, and I am so thankful."
Aw, he's swooning over Samantha.
The bride gushed, saying, "From day one, it was such a safe place to be myself. He loves everything about me and celebrates all those weird quirks about me. I was so blessed to be in a position to receive that. 2 weeks in, I was like, I will be with you forever."
Aw. Well, that is kind of a love story.
It is.
Sometimes it happens. You know when that happens?
Mm-hmm.
When you're in your 40s.
True. True, true.
Because you've dated everybody else.
Or if you're Joey, you've married everybody else. Okay, but that is not the end of the happy news for Joey and Samantha. In September 2022, 4 months after their wedding, they announced they were expecting their first child.
Congrats. Mazel.
There are no terrible red flags waving over all of this. Super fast moving. And the cutesy Instagram photos and posts were numerous. On January 16th, 2023, they welcomed a daughter, third one for Joey.
It's wonderful.
Announcements, pictures, well wishes were all abundant on social media. Joey admitted that he would be possibly over-posting following their new arrival. Quote, "We welcomed her into this world with the most amazing midwife. Everyone is happy and healthy, and we are overjoyed with gratitude. Wow, what a beautiful journey. Thank you all for your continued love surrounding this beautiful new life. Stay tuned for baby spam. XOXO.
This is all wonderful. I love it.
Just recently, just back in December, Joey updated People on his life and said that he was thrilled with how things were for him now. He's grateful to have a successful podcast called Brotherly Love with his brothers. Happy to be back at work after the strikes last year. And he's loving being a new father again. He said, quote, "It's keeping me young and it's aging me, but the kids are great. Look, life is a beautiful, sometimes crazy, unexpected journey, and the ups and downs are real. And I'm very thankful that people that I love are around me and that there's health around us."
Well, this is just heartwarming.
Joey also has a new acting gig. He stars in a new ad for VinFast electric cars. And during the commercial, he pulls out his old famous catchphrase, "Whoa!" Yep. I'm not doing it right. It's very specific. When asked about using it, he said, "There's enough time passed now where it just makes sense. You see John Travolta doing Saturday Night Fever, so you get some distance between you and these iconic moments. And then it's okay. It's great to relive those moments as an adult and to understand it still means something to a lot of people, which is pretty cool." So you may wonder, is he aware that his "Whoa" is popular with teens right now because of the 90s renaissance and interest in the amazing pop culture of that decade? And the answer is yes. Oh, yes. Oh, yes, he is. He told People that his daughters and their friends watch shows like Fresh Prince and Friends, the stuff we grew up with.
I would totally watch a Blossom reboot.
Yeah, I mean,
Six for life. Six for life.
Yeah, he says there's so much nostalgia for the 90s. It really was the golden age. We had everything we needed, and there was no social media. which seems significant. So, Alicia, that is the marital odyssey so far. Fingers crossed, unsure. Anyway, of TV's Joey Lawrence. No trash cans here. I think this was a wash.
But seriously,
my dude, learn about a little thing called me time. And if this does go south, take some. Do yourself a favor.
Do you know my rule of thumb that I give when people ask me, not unsolicited, but hello, welcome to all of you worldwide listeners, unsolicited. Mm-hmm. Here's my advice for breakups. You give yourself as many months single as you were in for every year. So if you were with someone for 15 years, you need to take at least 15 months, like 1 month per year you were together, to sort of work it out and reground yourself.
I think he's compressed that to like a day for each year. So
Nell Carter time. Bless Joey. Again, no saints, no sinners in that one. But no. Yeah, man, take a little time in between your ends.
But do
for
think,
your new beginnings.
Do think about that reboot of Blossom, because yeah, that's
totally watch that.
That's bankable. Patreon listeners, sit tight for a spiderweb segment on Joey's brother Matthew and his high-profile canine, including divorce.
Yeah, I'm going to put a little bonus out there for you this week.
Absolutely. And everybody else, thank you so much for being with us today. As always, you can get a ton of additional Trashy Divorces-themed content over on patreon.com/trashydivorces. Or you can check out our other podcasts.
For totally free, we got Trashy Royals that drops every Thursday. We are just really getting into the good part of the Mountbattens.
Yes.
And Done and Done just wrapped up. All of Robert Evans are about to kick off a new series. But, my friends, if any of you are highly anticipating Capote versus the Swans on FX coming up this January 31st, do know on Done and Done, I did, goodness, a dozen plus episodes on Capote's coterie, all the Swans, all their backstories. So if you're looking for a little bit of hot goss and real life info on Truman Capote and his Swans, Done and Done is going to hook all that up for you. Back from last year, if you're looking for a little bit of listening to go along with your television viewing.
Sure. New episodes drop on Monday, and it's Done and Done, where the second Done is D-U-N-N-E.
That's exactly right. Stacey, thanks again for bringing us that one. I really do appreciate it.
You're welcome. And Alicia, you're going to be back this weekend with brand new piping hot trash
can. Oh, yeah. I hope you enjoyed that little walk through the field of
bubblegum
trash candy, because what I'm bringing you this weekend isn't that. It's much darker. It's much darker. So everybody get ready for that. Thanks again, everybody, for tuning in, for telling your friends about us. Your kind ratings, your reviews, your emails, your support everywhere. Until we meet again when we do, we really, really want you to keep your hands clean.
And keep your hearts trashy, friends.
Big love, everybody.
Bye.
Bye. And thanks to you for listening. Trashy Divorces is a Hemlock Creatives production, created and produced right here in Atlanta, Georgia, by us, Stacy and Alicia, with a little research and writing help from the brilliant Melissa O.
Our art is by Sydney V. Smith. That's Sydney V. Smith at carbonmade.com. And our music is used with permission of Ratsy. Check her out at Ratsy's store on Instagram, and definitely drop into Ratsy's store anytime you're in Oberlin, Ohio.
You can contact us at trashydivorces@gmail.com or find us on the World Wide Web at trashydivorces.com.
If you need more trash candy in your life, our Patreon community includes some of the very best humans around and thousands of hours of bonus content at every level of support. Join the fun at patreon.com/trashydivorces.
Interested in some Trashy Divorces swag? Check out our merch shop and Trash Panda Enthusiasm Society at bit.ly/trashygear.
Want to advertise with us? Reach out to sales@advertisecast.com for more information.
And last but not least, come play with us on social media. I keep most of our Trashy Divorces Instagram hopping. Stacy and I share it up over on Facebook, including our Trashy Divorces podcast discussion group. Come join us over there, and thanks again, everybody, for listening.
Keep it trashy, y'all.